This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Pippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Gonzalez, our standing by caller 9844999. Ola will play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, according to a new study, the most gambling-addicted states are Nevada.
Number one, I would guess.
South Dakota. All right. Montana. Mississippi and Louisiana.
So the state where it's legal and then states without a ton of people?
Basically,
right. Not a lot
South
to do.
South Dakota,
me,
Montana.
Or not a lot to do, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Not a lot of people, not a lot to do.
It's a rock with faces.
And not
on
a lot of money,
gamble.
Typically. Those are states that are hard hit on the economy as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's why you want to gamble your money with.
Oh, man.
A woman in Argentina recently found her husband showed his friends their sex tape.
Oh, man.
And
come
on. How do you think she responded, guys?
She
slept with all of her his buddies.
Yeah, that's what she did.
She threw boiling water on him.
She responded by chopping off his junk with a pair of hedge clippers.
Oh, wow.
That's going to end things quickly.
Let that be a lesson.
And that's the end of the argument.
Damn.
No more sex tapes.
Wow.
No, nope.
Okay.
No more showing your friends anything.
Yeah, don't do that.
So y'all watch out.
Hope your friends were worth it.
A cop in Ohio accidentally tased a firefighter last week and apologized by giving him a cake that said, "Sorry, I tased you."
Oh, really? That's all right. Well, that's nice. That is nice.
I feel like I've had that story before.
Well, sorry I tased you?
Right. Somebody gave somebody else a cake that said, "Sorry, I tased you," when he accidentally tased him. Only I think it was his partner, not a firefighter.
All right.
Big business in the cake world. All these Aaron tasings.
How big of a cake do you make for tasing somebody?
Man, real big. Do you do it like in the shape of a lightning bolt? Or like the game Operation?
That's what the T is. Just a lightning bolt. Sorry I tased you. My bad. A couple's wedding photos are going viral because one of the groomsmen flipped an ATV in the background.
It's amazing.
I know.
Because you can't... You've
seen
really
the photo?
You just don't know how he did it. I'm sure he just took it.
It looked like maybe...
Did he roll it or did he actually flip it?
In the picture, it's kind of at the side. He's still somewhat vertical. Like, he's in the process of rolling.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But it's a great picture, though.
That's impressive.
And oddly enough, it'll be the one picture out of all of the stupid ones that got taken that they'll actually remember.
I got it.
That's pretty impressive.
That's what I'm saying.
ATV.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he either made a really hard right. I don't know.
First off, that's a side-by-side. That is not an ATV.
Okay.
Side-by-side. Isn't that a Polaris, basically?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And that's also how my cousin busted his leg. So don't ever do what that guy did. If you're going to fall, guys. Don't try to catch yourself. I know it's hard to fight that instinct, but don't do it.
Could be a gator.
Not a gator, Ted. It's Yamaha. A man in Ireland grabbed and sexually harassed a 26-year-old tourist from Colorado last week, but she happens to be a pro lifter and decked him.
Sweet. Good.
I want video of that.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids in Michigan were playing in a high school golf tournament last weekend when they were attacked by a goose.
Geese are
mean. Did you see the picture of those?
No, it does say one kid in particular got the worst of it. Lucky for us, there are photos.
He got his ass kicked.
By a goose, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen too many goose attacks, and I don't get why you don't just punch and punt the thing.
The third picture was the most devastating.
I'll tell you part of the reason why. Because human beings, for the most part, we are the slowest animal out there. We suck, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
And geese come in hot. And boom.
He's got them on the ground.
Right. And they're mean.
I mean, as hell.
It looked like WWE to me.
Jeez.
I mean, are goose protected? If a goose comes at you, could you...
As long as nobody's looking, Ted.
I walk by him. I walk by him every day, man, and they have babies and everything, and I just tend to keep on walking.
He's got a big throat for punching.
But I'm saying that goose was actually.
He's guarding something. For
I mean,
sure.
there's a nest definitely over there something somewhere.
Involved. I don't know, man. I mean, look, me and your podcast partner, very high on whatever drugs we were on, but we were in Oregon, and there were a bunch of geese, and we were going to go, like, mess with them, because we heard the same thing you heard. Like, how tough can they be? Ted, I don't know how to explain it. Like, three of them turned around and looked at us like, do you want to do this? We took another step forward, and, man, I'm saying they are down, man, and both of us looked at each other, and we hauled ass.
You guys were also stoned.
Yeah, but, man, I'm telling you, it's like your biological imperative said don't do. Another thing was when the goose started firing off like all of his geese buddies, like they all turned their heads looking at you. And we're like, man, you know what? We're not doing this.
A new survey found the top five conversation buzzkills that can crush your chances on a date and what they are.
My penis itches all the time.
Politics or religion. Yeah, let's go there.
Let's see. Bringing up controversial topics. Yep.
Talking about yourself all the time.
No.
Okay, so you can date a narcissist.
Just being negative.
Talking about
the people you dated before.
So it's negativity.
All right.
Talking too much. Bringing up controversial topics. Using cheesy one-liners. That's the only game I have. And using big words just to seem smart.
That's all you got, the one-liners.
That's all I got.
One sentence at a time.
You must have an onion butt because it's making me cry. I will have a... can I get the pork chop? I mean, who does one-liner? You've already got the date. Who does cheesy one-liners?
On the date.
I don't make them laugh, man. It works.
I've never heard of this before. This is amazing. I would love to see this in action now that I think about it. You've already got the date hooked,
right? And you're
but now, face-to-face, it is just bad one-liners, one after the other after the other. How long are they going to sit there and take it? I would love to film that.
You want surprise with that shake?
Yeah, seriously. Especially when the waiter or waitress is around.
Your vagina's like a mirror. I can see myself in it.
According to a new study, a new study found why you can't keep up with your kids. Apparently, kids are naturally just about as fit as a professional athlete.
Yes!
Oh. Yeah.
No effing kidding.
You have to wear them out to even get them to go to sleep.
Right. What ages?
Probably up until about 10 or 11.
It's like a dog at the dog park. You got to wear them out, but every day.
Nothing has corrupt. They don't smoke. They don't drink. I mean, they eat as healthy as you. I mean, man, I'm right there with you. Like, brother, just smoke the cigarette. But, like, there's nothing wrong with them. Of course they can go and go. Their lungs don't hurt. They're not hungover. None of that.
A new survey found, had people compare fast food rivals to see who makes better stuff. Between McDonald's and Burger King, who makes better fries?
McDonald's.
McDonald's wins.
Of course.
Between Domino's and Pizza Hut, who's better?
Pizza Hut.
Domino's.
Ted, be the tiebreaker.
I'll say Domino's.
Domino's wins. It's Subway and Quiznos over sandwiches.
I'm going to guess Subway just based on the number of locations.
Yeah, it's Subway.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, what is the best way day of the week to have your birthday?
Friday or Saturday, right?
According to a new study, 43% said Saturday, 16% said Friday. How many do you think said Monday?
0%.
Not
nobody.
A damn person.
No.
Nobody.
No.
That Sunday's the best day to have your birthday.
Yeah, talk to somebody that works in a restaurant or a bar and ask them how much fun it is going out on Mondays.
That's right. There's nobody there.
No, great. It's just you and other bartenders.
That's right. As long as you bring your friends.
All right.
It's great, Ted.
Cool.
Do you guys remember a few weeks back when 20,000 cases of beer were stolen in Canada?
Yes, it was Grolsch.
I have an update right here.
Ooh. You do?
I do.
Okay.
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Here to throw a hook at your police sergeant, one how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Earl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Earl, you understand how this here game is played.
Indeed.
Fantastic. You'll probably hear this story later coming up with Mike Hawk, but it's worth it. Now, let's face it. It is bad enough to be detained for a crime you did not commit. But it's worse when that detention leads to, I don't know, nearly 3 weeks in the back of a van deprived of a bathroom. A Virginia man, he's suing for that very reason. He says he was arrested in September of 2016 in Winchester, Virginia. Cop told him that the car he was driving had been reported stolen in Houston, Texas. So he was then extradited to Texas, but that became an 18-day trip in a private prison transport van. Now, the guy's lawsuit, which he filed against Brevard Extradition Prisoner Transportation Services of America and its parent company, he says that he and the 15 or so others were crammed in the van. They received small amounts of water, occasional fast food, but he was denied hypertension medication, and due to no bathroom breaks, he spent much of the seven-state trip sitting in his own human waste as well as others' human waste. Now, conditions like these, apparently, they say, well, it's common in private prison transport vans because the goal is to pick up as many prisoners around the nation as possible. It's cost efficiency. Well, when he finally arrived in Houston, he couldn't walk, and his blood pressure had spiked to above 200. To put that in perspective, a number above 130 is considered high. He's at 200. By the way, it should also be added, the charges against him, they were dismissed. Turned out he had not stolen a car, et cetera, et cetera. But this guy that sat in a poop-filled van for 18 days, do you believe that he is black, white, Mexi, or other?
So he was picked up in, you say, Virginia?
He's picked up in Virginia because the car, according to the cop, the car he was driving had been reported stolen, so he's extradited to Texas. And it took them 18 days, because they're picking up other prisoners, 18 days to get from Virginia to Texas. But in that time, not a single bathroom break, etc. And that's why he and the other guys were sitting in piles of everyone's crap.
Oh. Damn. Wow.
Private prisons, bro. It's a different world.
Okay. So what do you, can I get your guys' opinion?
He bought the car in Texas. Now he's in Winchester, Virginia. We've never had other. I'm gonna say he's not white. But I'm gonna say he's either black, Mexican, or other.
Oh, you narrowed it down to three of the 4 miles.
Correct. I'm just eliminating the white man because I don't think that he would be 3 weeks in a van. Maybe he, if he was innocent, he could have talked
about it. Unless he lives in it.
Right, exactly. Down by the river.
I mean, I'm with you. I would think, too, that they would, but you're right, it's just a private prison.
Yeah, their regulations are a little different.
So their regulations, right, so I don't know if they care.
They don't, no.
Color as much as some might, or just put everybody in the same hell. I just can't believe that even legal to leave somebody in human waste.
Well, private prison is about money. You're right. One thing, there's not a whole lot of race involved with them. It's just cash money.
The private prison is the state flower of Arizona.
Right. Because remember, they're not authority. They're not cops. So they're not, you know, yeah. Racist or not.
You know, I don't know. I'll just say white.
Earl, where are you going?
I'm going to have to lean towards black on this one.
Final answer. All right, we'll find out if he was black, white, Mexican, or other next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile this features a guy who was driving in Winchester, Virginia. He gets pulled over, finds out that his car is in fact stolen, and it was stolen, I guess, in Texas. Whatever the deal is, he ends up getting arrested because they believe that he stole the car.
Sure.
3 weeks later, he's still in a jail transport van, a private prison-style one. No bathroom. They took an occasional break, but there's human waste, and I guess he had a medical condition as well.
Hypertension and all the rest of this stuff.
All kinds of crazy stuff. But either way, he was 18 days in that van, covered in fecal matter.
Yeah. And not just his fecal matter, but that of 15 other people as well. But Earl, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or other? And in the end, you went black. Oh, sorry. White.
Boom.
Yes, indeed.
Get out of here.
Yeah. White man sitting in his poop.
I'll be damned.
Okay. All right. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You guys got a lot of friends? Your friends,
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Got some good friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Yep, absolutely.
So everybody needs friends, right? It's good to have a good social circle around.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you'll meet somebody. I think we've all done this, right? You meet like a friend of a friend, and then you become like really tight with that person.
Sure, or they just click, yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of send out the middleman. Sometimes you meet somebody and you just get along. Well, the good news is our president has a new friend. They seem pretty tight. Here he is talking with the French president, Macron.
I heard it like four times. The problem was everyone I heard say yesterday that even though it's only two syllables, they all put the accent on a different syllable. So I'm like, I don't know if it's Marcon.
Call him the French president.
He
is a very dapper man.
Yeah.
He's a younger man. But Trump noticed something wrong with him and decided to help him out.
Mr. President, they're all saying what a great relationship we have. And they're actually correct. It's not fake news. Finally, it's not fake news. So it's a great honor that you're here. But we do have a very special relationship. In fact, I'll get that little piece of dandruff off. Little piece. We have to make him perfect. He is perfect.
Now, that's a little weird, man.
Well, if he had dandruff, I get knocking it off. That French president's pretty clean.
I don't get knocking it off, even if there's dandruff.
How about
really?
Well, it's just
I'd knock dandruff off your shirt, man.
I believe that, but we are not heads of state.
Yeah.
Who was saying that they didn't get along?
I don't think anybody did. They were saying how well these two get along.
On the world stage, most people don't get along with Trump. They think he's a moron.
Talking about the fake news thing. I was saying, who was saying that they didn't?
No, so everyone's saying they do get along well, which has not been the case with European leaders. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so he's saying, actually we do get along.
Yeah, the French president and him actually, they seem to be legit buddies.
He needs to sell some blue. And it's just, whatever,
well, that's
man.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just kind of interesting. That was just a weird, kind of crazy thing.
Did you see the video? It was
up to the men's room Facebook page.
I mean, they're literally standing side by side, and Trump's saying what he says. And it's just, he looks at him, they kind of have that weird handshake thing going on. So they're standing side by side, and Trump says, we get along, it's not fake news, blah, blah, blah. But when he looks over at the dude, you can tell he notices the dandruff. But instead, as a TV viewer, even with HD, in 10 million years, we wouldn't have known, but you could tell he was distracted by this. He was like, yeah, we get along. In fact, and I want to say he was already brushing his shoulder by the time he got along. I'm just going to brush his
dandruff
off.
You have a blackhead in your ear. I'd like to pop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's always a questionable thing, too. The other day, I was walking down the street, and the guy in front of me, his tag was sticking out of his shirt.
Yeah.
My instinct? Tuck that sucker back in.
Don't touch him.
But, right, I thought.
Don't touch him.
You know the guy? Yeah, you know
no.
the guy.
Right. He literally crossed the street and was in front of me.
Oh, you should have just reached over. Tag.
So that's what I did. I just said, hey, man. I don't know if, your tag's sticking up.
And he said that's the new style.
Well, that was the joke. And then we were like, yeah, tag's up.
I'd have been like, hashtagged.
Right, I know. But that was my instinct. Just pop that down in there for you.
That would be weird.
That would be kind of a strange thing. I'm glad I didn't touch him.
I've had coworkers do it. I don't know, it's just odd. And I don't care, but it's, you never know it's coming. You're filling up a water glass, and you feel your shirt moving, or someone behind it, and you know that it's put your tag in.
Do people take stuff out of your goatee?
No, but people will be like, hey, man, and they do their best to point. But
other beard people sometimes will just maybe because we all if you're all another beardo, people will just reach in and go, hey, man, that was.
Well, my thing is, part of the reason I don't want to do it, I don't want to invade your personal space. And also, I don't want to touch things in your beard. Typically, whatever's in my beard is not great. But I will say that we hit a break earlier today. I'm walking out of the studio and Robin walks right behind me. And Robin had grabbed the tissue, I assume because she had to sneeze. And then she hands it to me and says, hey, man, I'm looking out for you. Because clearly, there's a huge-ass booger.
Oh, that's
nice. All you want. That's all you want.
Get that booger.
Thanks, man.
I didn't have a booger, and she just did it to make
me
self-conscious.
Dude, you got a huge coke rock in your nose.
Right, I would not put that pet dude, you got to get that out. Because then I felt weird going down the hall, damn, I hope I got it all. So I don't know, but I'm going to assume she was being nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that to be dude.
There was a contestant on the College Edition in Jeopardy, and he said that if he won, he'd spend it on Taco Bell.
Well, at least some of it.
He didn't. Well, he was going to spend it all, dude. All Taco Bell.
He loves it.
Yeah. And he's in college. Yeah,
nothing wrong with Taco Bell.
Well, he did not win. Taco Bell, though, they said, here's $500 in gift cards.
Damn, man.
He's going to Taco Bell. That's still a lot of food.
At Taco Bell, $500 is going a long, long way, man. You get a lot of stuff there.
Hell yeah. Might be able to fund the rest of his college.
No, because you know what's going to happen. The next party he gets invited to, like, dude,
if you can get whatever you want,
Taco Bell.
If you can get whatever you want, you're going to get everything that you want.
Sure.
Yeah. Because you can put the soft tacos in the refrigerator. They're good for at least a day or so.
Yeah. Or you can just eat them cold.
You don't have to spend all $500 in one sitting, fellas.
But it feels like a long way away.
I know, I'm just picturing you like, I have $500 in soft tacos in my
Supreme.
Miles, why didn't you drag it out?
I'm bring back to like a 12-year-old child. I have the money. I need to spend it.
Yes, $500 in soft tacos.
I don't get it very often. Because if I wake up tomorrow and I want tacos for lunch, I'm going to have tacos for lunch. You know what I mean? I'll just bring a whole bunch home.
I think what's going to happen, if you wake up tomorrow and don't want tacos for lunch, you're still going to have tacos for lunch.
I'll bring it all home and then everyone will eat it and I'll have nothing left.
Yes, $500 in soft tacos. Oh,
there's no way you're buying $500 in tacos.
I'm talking like dropping like $25.
All right.
Taco Bell.
You ever take a fall in the house?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Totally.
Call that being home.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I expect that excitement?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I fall all the time in my house.
Oh, God, about 5 or 6 years ago, man, I was kind of in
clumsy,
a daze walking
AF.
Around and could not figure out what the hell's wrong with me. It's like, why does my neck hurt? Why does my head hurt? Why does my shoulder hurt? And I've been known to sleepwalk. I do remember taking a header, man, down the steps. I mean, just boom, boom. But it took me like 3 days to remember that I did it. And I think we were smoking outside. I was like, something happened.
Because you've been going on for days. Like, dude, honest to God, like, I'm really
like
sore.
I got beat up, man.
And I don't know what happened. Like, should I see a doctor?
But he's like, no, man, it feels external. But
I would know, right? If I crashed into something. I'm like, man, I don't know what to tell you.
He's like, man, am I all right? Man, he's like, yeah. I was like, all right, now I feel like I'm beat up. Like, seriously, it felt like I'd been beat up. Then all of a sudden, I could visualize what happened. I remembered. I was like, oh, yeah, I fell on the steps. And I was so relieved.
I've never seen anyone happier. I could put it all together.
I was like, oh, that's right. I remember because I remember tumbling and thinking, and I landed on my feet at the bottom and thinking, that didn't hurt nearly as bad as it should have. Like, I remember having that thought. Like, wow, I kind of parkoured through that somehow, strangely enough.
Well, Carrie Underwood's a very popular country music artist, mm-hmm. also an actress. I believe she was in a TV show about people sing. I think it was just called Nashville.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
I was about to go through this whole thing. It's about country music people that sing. It's called Nashville.
Also known as country music
people. In a town in Tennessee.
Yeah, right? Where could I have been? Anyhow, Carrie Underwood, she was kind of gone for a while as she took a fall. She had to have some surgery on her face. Don't worry. She still looks like Carrie Underwood, which is a good thing. But she tells the story, and it's kind of crazy how she just fell at home.
I was taking the dogs out to go pee-pee one last time, and I tripped, and there was one step, and I didn't let go of the leashes, priorities. So that's why my left hand's fine. But I went to catch myself, and I just missed a step. I'd fallen anywhere else, I would have been perfectly fine. But it was one step that messed everything up.
That's all it takes, man.
It does. You ever step like for an extra step and it's not there?
It's a weird feeling.
Oh, it's awful.
And
I haven't done it since I was like a child.
You mean like you're at the top of the steps and you just do that?
You
that
keep
top
taking
stomp,
another step.
Yeah. Top stomp, like boom, 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 God.
But you generally fall. Here's my only question. I don't know anything about Carrie Underwood other than know her with boyfriends or she gets pissed. But do you think there was an alcoholic beverage involved?
Not necessarily. I mean,
all right.
Not necessarily, but yes.
Because you're out walking the dog. It's just one last pee.
What does that have to do with anything? By the time it's one last pee, chances are I'm a couple beers deep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you've had some for dinner, that's going to be the time.
Dinner? You're just home? Whatever. I mean, it's the one last pee, so at this point,
chances are, money. It's not going to be the morning walk. That's for sure. I mean,
more likely I fall.
If it's going to be one of the walks, it would be that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. I don't know. That's just horrible. And I think... Well, Robin and I were talking about this. Like, there's like this big thing. Like, she's going to unveil her new face, this and that. But, like, it still looked like Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm.
Well, she had 40 stitches in her face. That was the thing that they said.
40 stitches?
Yeah. So they just assume with your face and having 40 stitches that surely you'd be able to see. It sounds to me like it ripped her mouth
with
open.
With Carrie Underwood's money, I don't think you see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think with our money, you would see it.
With Tammy,
it's Carrie Underwood.
You see Tammy's. It looks like you know.
Tammy don't care.
Yeah, she looks like stitches.
Yeah, she looks like stitches.
In fact, Tammy put her own stitches in.
I can do it with fishing line.
Yeah, I mean, like, Tammy doesn't care. I want to stop the bleeding because I was making mashed potatoes.
We got some 4-pound test in there. That should be enough to keep it shit.
I have watched enough crazy movies and like gangster and cowboy movies to know one thing: If you can do stitches and you're doing them at home on somebody, and somebody goes, "Can't believe you could do them," you got to say something cool like, "Once you've done them once, you know how." But the guy doing the stitches always has a good line.
What was the first movie I saw where it was self-administered stitches? It was First Blood, Sylvester Stallone, right? Pre-Rambo. So he's playing John Rambo before Rambo became an action hero. And remember, he was trying to escape from the cops. He jumps off of this cliff and goes crashing through all these evergreen trees. It's Sylvester Stallone. Even his pain sounds dumb. Yeah. But I remember they show him on the bottom. I'm like 10 or 11 years old.
That was most of the movie, by the way. He's like, his line's like,
But he sewed himself shut. He had like, it was, if I remember this right, it's like he had a piece of string or whatever, but used, what's it, like a pine needle. And he stitched the, and I just remember as a kid, I'm like, okay, like, I recognize that that's badass, but I'll never want to be that bad. I don't ever want to be so badass that I'm in a situation where I got to jump off of a cliff through trees.
You learn a lot of things through movies like that. Like, I know if I have a gunshot wound to solder it with something hot, and I got to put a piece of wood in my mouth.
Cauterize it, kind
of? Cauterize it. There we go.
Well, the one convenient thing, Ted, there's a couple of things I've learned in movies.
Sodomize it.
And we're and we've established something, like, if you visit Paris, you have a view of the Eiffel Tower outside of your hotel room, right?
Yeah.
If you visit D.C., you have a view of the nation's capital or Washington Monument at worst. No matter where you stay,
you know, according to the buildings aren't taller than six
doesn't floors. Matter, Miles. You can't help. Right. You have this bird's eye view.
Is. That's right. The tallest building in D.C.
But there's a few things. If something evil, like something inhuman is after you, if it's a monster or some kind of creature, as long as you don't turn around and physically see it, it's not going to do anything to you.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it'll walk behind you, and as long as you don't turn around, it might walk with you all the way home. But if you turn around and look at it, that's the only time it's possibly going to attack you.
No one puts their hands on the back of your shoulders and squeezes them.
And also, if you do get shot in a movie and you happen to be with a buddy, and he's going to cauterize the wound, as a guarantee, and I don't know why this is, but as a guarantee, he also has a bottle of whiskey on.
He's got the whiskey.
This could be a dude.
He's got to hold you down
never,
in slow-mo.
Right. But you've been shot, and suddenly he produces this bottle of Jack Daniels that you didn't know he had, but luckily he's got it, you know, to help you with your wound. These are the guarantees of all movies.
You know, it seems weird saying this because I think politics and entertainment are thoroughly intertwined now.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's Twitter friends. But I'd say probably the biggest family in America, or maybe the world, is the Kardashians.
Sure.
So Kourtney Kardashian, she's one of the lesser known ones. But, you know, everybody that knows
her. Still a Kardashian.
Right. So she went to Congress. I did hear, I don't know if this is true or not.
Randy Jackson's still a Jackson.
I read somewhere that they had to sign waivers so they could be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I'm not positive that's real.
Well, the Congress people?
Right. So she was there.
Well, no, I guess that, like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just like, hey, guy, I mean, it's just procedural, but, like, if we're going to show your face, you have to sign a release.
I know. It's just hilarious. Right. Anyhow, Jimmy Kimmel has some good thoughts on Kardashians in Congress.
Future President Kourtney Kardashian appeared before Congress this afternoon. That's Congress with a K, by the way. They changed it for her. Kourtney was there to talk about tort reform and its impact on the judicial system. Now, she was there to talk about makeup. For real. She was there to call for safer ingredients in cosmetics. That's right. The woman whose family invented injecting Fix-A-Flat into your lips and butt was in Washington asking for safer makeup.
She's got a solid point.
Yeah. Yeah. You think? Well, yeah. But the flip side of that, you could also make the argument, like, look, if any family that we could think of would really benefit from safer makeup, it's also probably the Kardashians.
And I've also noticed, it seems like if you're attractive and you put on a pantsuit, you're powerful. I don't know if Kourtney Kardashian is powerful or not in this hearing, right? But, like, seems
she
like
got to be because she got the opportunity to talk.
A pantsuit. Right, I just noticed sometimes attractive women in pantsuits, they're just super powerful.
Like Hillary Clinton.
Right, but Hillary caught a bunch of heat. I'm just saying, it's weird to me sometimes. I'm just like, some of these people, I don't know who they are, and it's like, that is a very attractive woman. She looks very good
Sarah
in that
Palin
suit.
Used to wear one.
But I just don't understand what makes, like, is it just because they're good-looking they're powerful? You know what I mean? Whereas, like, Hillary Clinton wore them all the time.
You know what I think it comes down to?
I think
it comes down to this. You put somebody in a suit, they generally look pretty good.
I mean, but the difference with Hillary Clinton was just this.
Maybe it's both.
No one disputed it. She was Secretary of freaking State, right? So no one, you didn't question her power. But she wasn't attractive, so you rake her over the coals. Here's whatever Kardashian rolls up there. Courtney, right? Who is as irrelevant as anything could possibly be. I assume she's not ugly because she's a Kardashian that anyone's heard of. She puts on a pantsuit, right? Game changer. Mm.
If Kanye,
but
were
if you
that,
said what, to me, who's more powerful, Hillary Clinton or whatever Kardashian? Probably gonna go Hillary as far as getting things done that matter.
Yeah, I just thought it was like, right, she's talking about makeup, but it's like, man, look how powerful she is. I was like,
she's not powerful,
right? I don't even know what happened in the hearing. What if the congressmen were like, hey, man, you really effed this one up? You're gonna take your products off the line, right? Like, doesn't seem like a powerful position, but I don't know. That was just something I picked up.
You're powerful if you can exact some kind of change.
Richard Gere. There was always weird rumors about him.
All denied.
Just one.
Yes. Wes, yes, it was.
Well.
It killed the whole Habit Trail thing.
Yuck it up, all you comedians out there. 68-year-old Richard Gere recently married his 35-year-old girlfriend.
He did. Good for him. Because he's really always had a trouble. It's been tough for him as far as women. He hasn't.
Ugly, broke, yeah. No good prospects.
Guy's never been.
He used to sleep with prostitutes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, geez.
He's been.
Poor Richard Gere.
Feel bad for him.
Yeah. I don't know. I always find that amazing.
I guess he saw the luck of that other sap, George Clooney, and said, hey, man, if you can make it, I guess anyone can, you ugly, untalented son of a bitch.
Clooney.
How old is he?
68.
Okay. Man, he's,
68.
Doesn't seem like, time flies.
You know what? I'm not going to go with that story because it's really depressing. So I'll just tell you, Roseanne continues to dominate. Well, I'm sorry, man. That one woman from Smallville was running a sex cult. It's weird. Roseanne continues to dominate ratings, but of course, you can't talk ratings in TV without talking about NCIS.
Oh, do you think Mark Harmon's ever gotten a call from the president?
Huh. Yes.
No.
President Trump, like me, loves summer school. NCIS!
I don't believe the zipper was stuck for 6 weeks
Mark,
either.
I just want to tell you, you're doing great.
In the top 10, and of course, NCIS Los Angeles in the top 20.
That's what I'm saying!
They're printing money at the NCIS.
You can watch LL Cool J lick his lips for an hour.
If anyone deserves a phone call, Mark Harmon, for crying out loud.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. We've got Mike with your headlines coming up in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman wakes up to an oiled, naked, moaning man stroking it on her patio.
Yeah.
When you are innocent but spend 18 days in a prison transport van covered in poop, the situation does blow. Dep Publix grocery store worker doesn't hear customer and gets punched in the back. Schools are removing analog clocks because kids can't read them in the ultimate irony attack. And a Walmart customer's video goes viral for no apparent reason. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we have a breaking news update.
Uh-oh.
We go to Montreal, Canada for the latest update in the case of the stolen cases of beer. Thanks to a tip, police were able to locate and recover a little over half the cases of missing beer.
A little over half?
A little over
half.
So
they drank a lot of them. Or they got, at least they got, somebody's got that rest of it.
Right.
Sure, I mean,
they're stored somewhere else.
They also had beef jerky. They couldn't find that.
That's right.
And there was one other item that I don't know if it was recovered or not. It was like
Jack Link's pepperoni, man.
Yes, it was a perfect heist.
I wish I knew those guys.
It definitely was not a group of ladies.
Right.
Right.
You know, like that's the first thing I thought was
we got our FBI profiler.
This is not Thelma and Louise.
What he's saying is we believe these suspects all have penises.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
It was like jerky, beer, and Fig Newton.
Basically, it's this. We're either looking for a group of people with penises or a woman named Tammy.
Yeah, and shelled peanuts.
Right. I mean, that's it.
In other news, we go to Vermont where a woman was shopping inside of a public supermarket and was having trouble locating one of her items. Lucky for her, she located an employee straightening out one of the shelves, and despite multiple attempts to gain the attention of the employee, she just continued to straighten up the shelves. This angered the woman, and she lashed out by striking the employee in the back. That's when the employee finally turned around and did her best to inform the customer that she was both deaf and partially blind.
Probably didn't. I don't care what you are!
I think it's easy to convince people of that.
Right. My name is Gina, and I didn't know where the milk is.
She then gave the customer a pad of paper and a pen and helped her find her items. Despite multiple checks of footage, managers were unable to ID the
attack. How is that possible? That
means you still helped the world. I've been like,
yeah,
my
right.
note
I mean, how
said,
is all of that possible?
Bitch, if you put your hands on me again.
Right.
And your milk's in aisle
and
four.
And I'm still helping you?
Right. I'm sure she signed some very graphic things.
Do you know sign language? No? Okay, then.
More fun out of Florida. A woman was awakened at 2 in the morning to a strange moaning noise coming from outside of her home. She went to investigate and found a man on her porch, stark naked, sprawled out, and violently masturbating on her porch.
Mm. Violently.
Violently.
Woo. Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Police were called.
My turn.
Police were.
I do.
I like it rough.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Police were called, and he was arrested and charged with lewd and lascivious behavior. And what is probably the saddest headline I will read this week, a news story says, quote, schools are removing analog clocks from exam halls as teenagers cannot tell the time.
Is there a place we could go for kids to learn stuff?
Yeah, if there was only...
It's their A-level...
It's at school!
It's their A-level exam classes.
Why don't you take down the ABCs in elementary school that you have up on the wall because the kids can't read?
Right!
It's a school!
It's not that hard to read.
Good God, man.
Got it. A weird interaction at a Walmart is going viral online. The video shows a man commandeering the intercom inside of the Walmart and saying, for all to hear, customer needs assistance in sporting goods. I'm the customer. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
It works. We'll see you next time for Big Dummy Head Chef in the House. No Way Sherlock profile this, and we'll drink it till us with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But as you know, in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.